Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday, honey. Y'all know I'm turned up on 10, baby, because it's Tuesday and Tangeray, baby. You know what it is. Listen, it is August the 2nd, 2022, 8:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 9:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. You know what I'm going to say? The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know, I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Patata. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different Gumba Rum flavors. One infused with natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and one infused with natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Steve Gum is the CEO and founder of Gumba Rum. You know, and I'm still waiting for him to raise my paycheck. You know, I told y'all earlier, he only gave me 25 cents. What is the sense of writing a check for 25 cents? You pay him more for the check than you is doing you paying me. So I've got, you know, you might as well just raise it on up to at least 75 cents an hour. You know what I'm saying? It's like a measly pittance around here. What am I going to do with 25 cents an hour? You know, our Steve Gunner, he really gets to wake yourself up. You know what I mean? See, that's why I like the mob. That's why I like mobsters. You just drop a name and they just take care of it and knock you off, and that's all about it. You know what I'm saying? Listen, let me tell y'all something. Let me dial it down a little bit. Listen. Y'all know what? I just saw breaking news, and I know you're going to see it on the show. You know, McDonald workers shot over a French fry. What is the world coming to? Shot over a French fry, and a cold French fry, no less than that. You know, it's like, what is going on? What is going on? You know, it's like the wild binges have taken over people's brains. You know what I mean? It's like the wild binges. Y'all know what wild binges is. Listen, let me explain this to you. Let me break this down for you. So listen, when I'm saying the wild binges, now listen, people, this is entertainment purposes. I get tired of saying that. You know, people get so offended so easily because I know what I'm getting ready to say. So I'm just letting you know, don't get offended, people. Listen, the wild binges, y'all ever seen them movies, you know, them African movies where the people is running around? That's the wild binges. You know, people act like they got the wild binges around here. They're just running amok, doing everything, pulling out pistols, shooting people like they're crazy over a cold French fry. Are you kidding me? You know, life is worth so much more. Life is valuable. You know what? Y'all know what? Let me just step back a minute. It's like, what in the world could set off a person? They was having a bad day. Listen, if you are having a bad day, you know, stay at home. Call in sick. Do what you got to do. Don't go to work. You know, because, listen, you're going to jail now. You're going to jail. Somebody's been shot over a cold French fry and critically wounded. Now, this happened just 1 hour ago. It popped up. You know, I saw it come out about an hour ago over a cold French fry. Now, we got a scene out here. You know, it wasn't in Windy City. It didn't happen in the Windy City. You know what I'm saying? It's not in Chicago. I'm broadcasting live the Windy City in Chicago. But listen, this is just total madness. The world is just going mad. It's just like crazy. Cold French fries. No. I don't know. I don't accept that. Listen, let me tell you something. Okay, now I'm going to read a little bit of this, and then I got to get to the music, which is Nicole. She's got a really, really hot song. So listen, it says here, investigators found a bullet at the scene that matched a 9mm handgun used in the shooting. You know, I can't even believe this. So listen, let me break it down for you. And I'm going to get on to another note, which is the great music of Nicole Fierro. Listen, it is not about the cold French fry. Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you what it's about on the spiritual side of it. It is never about what it seems to be. Never, ever, ever. Let me tell you something. You may believe this. You may not believe this. But it is never about what it seems like it is. It is not about a cold French fry. Yes, somebody got shot in the midst of something happening about a French fry. But let me tell you something. It is not about that cold French fry. I am here to tell you there is other demonic forces at work here. And it is not about the French fry. It's not about somebody cheating on somebody or whatever. You know, it's something else in the spirit realm. Because, listen, there are different demonic spirits out here. Lord, today, I didn't mean to go this way, but this story just really set me up. Listen, there is a lot that's going out. Do you all not know? Some of you may, you know, have Christian belief, and you read the Bible, you understand demonic activity. There is a lot of that. There is a lot of that that's going on right now. Let me help you to understand. In the demonic realm, see, in the spirit realm controls the earth realm. So listen, there's a lot that's going on in the spirit realm, right? So people who are out here open. If you are not protected by the blood of Christ, God, I really didn't mean to go this way. If you are out here unprotected, if you're not protected by the word of God, if you're not protected by the blood of Christ, if you're not protected, if you're not a follower, if a true believer in Jesus Christ, you are out here open to demonic and satanic activity. That's what it is. It is not about the French fry. It is never about that. Somebody, you're out here open. Listen, you are open target for Satan to use you in the ways that he want to use you. That is what it's about. Now, listen, I got to get on to this music. Nicole Ferrier. So, listen, we had a crash course in what is really going on in the earth realm. I am telling you that you need to be covered. You need to be protected. You need to be protected by Jesus Christ. That is your protection, okay? Now, listen. I got some great music here by Nicole Ferrier. Listen, let me tell you her backstory. Let me tell you a little bit about her. I got an awesome song by her. It is really, really phenomenal. Listen, she's an Australian pop singer. And I'm telling you, I love her. I love her music because, you know what? Her lyrics is phenomenal. And she's really, her lyrics is like a diary. It's like a diary. And so she's singing her diary. Her lyrics is just, she's open. You know what I'm saying? And when you hear the song, you're going to feel it. You're going to be able to relate to what she's singing about. And it is just wonderful. And her voice and her track is just so awesome. She has strong vocals. So she's just phenomenal. She takes us on a journey. And she says that in her bio. Her newest EP is The Sound of a Young Woman Discovering Herself and Taking Her Listeners Along for the Journey. And I love that so much. I love it so much. It's so precious. You know why? Because what she is doing, it is really great when Nicole's doing, whether she knows it or not. She's pulling her audience in. She's pulling her fans in. And when you connect with your fan base on that level, the way that she's doing, that is a professional marketing and advertising strategic move. And it is phenomenal. It's dead on. That's what you have to do. You have to connect with your fans on the level that she's doing, right? And so once you connect with your fans like that, they're going to follow you everywhere. They're going to follow you everywhere. The music that you put out, they're going to want to be the first ones to hear it. Soon as you drop it, they're going to be looking for it. They're going to be listening to it. I'm telling you. So what she's doing is just awesome. I'm telling you. And it works. And when you really do it in a real way, your fans know. So listen, she is touching the heart of thousands of people. She's touching our hearts. She really is. She's touching our hearts. And when singers and artists or actors, when they touch your heart, they will follow you wherever you go. They want to see your movie. They want to see your music. And so what she's doing, phenomenal. Hands down phenomenal. And this is the way you got to do it. And a lot of artists don't understand. You got to connect with your fan base. You know what I'm saying? And don't get upset or mad with the messenger. Listen, let me tell you something. I just had someone I worked with just one day. She had a musical salute for one day, and she got a little upset. You know what I mean? I can't create anything in one day. You know, it took God 7 days to create the universe. And you want me to create and make you a superstar in one day? I think not, baby. Listen, you know, you got to get real with yourself. Don't get upset, man, with the messenger over here. You know what I'm saying? I can only do what I can do and work with what I'm getting. You know what I mean? So listen, don't get upset and don't get mad because you didn't become a superstar overnight. Oh, wow. Oh, my Jesus. Listen, let's get something good and something real here, and that is Nicole Ferrier. So this is It's Always Been You. I love this song. Y'all check this out. Thank you.
try to guess past the heaven today. Your heart's still beating, but I can't describe it any other way. My friends want me to let it out, but how do I give the world a piece of me when it's the last I have of you? My dreams are coming true. Thousands of people waiting to see what I'll do. And it's the life I wanted, so it's selfish, I know. But how can they try to understand when the only music I've heard and seen has been with you? That's the way it's always been. It's always been you. It's always been you. How do I say I miss you while my heart's still beating? I don't wanna hurt you, we're running out of time. The world is gonna keep on spinning. My life goes on without you in it. It doesn't mean I love you any less. My dreams are coming true. Thousands of people waiting to see what I'll do. But here I am. Focused on you. And it's the life I wanted, so it's selfish, I know. But how can they try to understand when the only music I've heard and seen has been with you? That's the way.
Oh my God, I just love that song. Oh, I love that song. That is a wonderful ballad. You know what? The magic is in her music. Her voice is just amazing, amazing, amazing. I could listen to that song really 10 times over. You know, it's one of those songs, and this is great. When you have a song like that where listeners just want to put it on, you know, repeat, and you could just listen to it over and over again. You know, you have it in your music library, and you just got it set. You know, it's just going over and over. And, you know, you never get tired of it. You know, you just never get tired of hearing her voice, the emotion, the raw emotion. It's just like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's just fantastic. It's always been you. I love it. I know you guys love this song. It is amazing. It truly is an amazing song. It's wonderful. And I just love the part where she says, I'll take you with your scars and your bruises. You know, that. You know, and the lyrics, they stick with you. They stick with you. It's just like, wow. You just hear it. It's almost like her song, like I said earlier, it's the magic in her music. It's almost like honey for the soul. You know, like when you're not feeling well, think of it this way. When you have a day where you're not really feeling well and you drink a cup of tea to help yourself feel a little bit better, and it helps. And so her song, this song, It Always Been You, it's just like the tea and the honey for your soul. When you're not feeling well, you can put on her song, and you listen to It's Always Been You, and it's just like the honey, and it's just soothing you all on the inside. It's that kind of song. It's just warm and fuzzy, and you just want to listen to it because it makes you feel good, and it's real. She's real. You know it's real. It's good stuff. It is great stuff, and I'm pretty much out of time. It has been a stone. Cold blast. I love this stuff. Love my independent artists. You know, Nicole just, she rocks on. She is rocking. She's going to be one of those people that we will never, ever forget. Her career is just, you know, spectacular. And you know what? She has a great voice. She really has a great voice. She's very talented. And, you know, I'm talking about Nicole, and I'm also thinking about this other young lady that's very talented that I had the pleasure of meeting. Listen, my heart is a little ripped in half right now. It's really a little ripped in half because it's another artist that who's really talented, and she has a lot of fear. She's afraid, and it's like, oh, my God, how could you be so talented and be afraid to go out there and get it? You know, it's just like my heart is ripped in half. But, you know, you got to celebrate Nicole. So, listen, we all have to celebrate Nicole, every fan of Nicole's. We got to celebrate her because she's doing what she loves. She's a precious, talented singer, artist, and so it's just, she's phenomenal, and I'm just enjoying it. I can't wait to see her career just go into full blossom and full bloom, and she's doing an amazing job, amazing. You know, it's just awesome. So listen, you guys, I get to play this song again tomorrow. Yep, I'm looking forward to it. It's Always Been You. So let's go along on the journey with her, because it is an amazing journey. It's a wonderful journey. It's a terrific journey, and I am loving it. So let's continue to celebrate her success. Let's continue to celebrate her success as an independent artist. And, you know, and she does have a lot of success. Yep, even at this stage, she has a lot of success. Let's celebrate. We got to celebrate one another more. We really do. We got to bring in that celebration and celebrate the successes. You know, the small ones, the mediums, the big ones. We got to celebrate them, congratulate one another. And, you know, that's what we got to do. We got to do that, you know. There's enough to go around. This world is big. We live in a big universe, people. We really do. We live in a big universe. You know, there is no shortage of dollars. You know what I'm saying? People are so afraid that they're not gonna get there. That's one thing I'm never, ever afraid of. I'm never afraid of that, because you know what? Your talent is going to attract the dollars to you. So there's plenty of dollars going around. I know they're saying it's a shrinkage and all this razzmatazz, which that is true. That is true. But listen, your talent is going to attract to you what you need to survive in this world. And that is what I stand on, and that is what I believe. If you have a talent and you're using your talent, God is going to see to you getting what you need. Your supply is going to come in, right? So listen, we're celebrating Nicole tonight. She's talented. Everything that she needs is going to come into her, because we serve a great big God. I know I do. I serve a great big God who is going to see to it that I get everything that I need each and every day, and I never worry about anything else. And that's the way it should be. Don't worry, my people. Don't worry. You know what? Put your trust and your faith in God. We got to do that. Put your trust and your faith in God. He will see to it that you get what you need every single day, because you know what? His grace and his mercy is enough for you to get through the day. His grace will get you through the day. I'm telling you, I'm trying to give hope and inspiration to someone and encouragement to someone out there. So listen, celebration for Nicole, because she's doing a wonderful thing. She's got a great voice, and you know what? She's going to do phenomenal. Listen, I am out of time. I got to get on up out of here. Listen, I get to do it all over again, and guess what? I get to celebrate some more great people on tomorrow. In the special words of Don Kaniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.